On our program today, we're talking about Boone Community Theater, and the next production up is Jekyll and Hyde the Musical. Susan Herrick is directing, slave driver for that.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, we have a couple of your cast members joining us today. Wesley Teeter?
Yes.
Yes, and Brooke Mattingly?
That's correct.
All right, thanks for joining us. Susan, got to go back, Extravaganza. Kicked off your 50th anniversary year. And
we did. What fun.
Had a lot of people come back. Had a lot of... I called it like a variety show.
It was. And two separate days, the 12th and 13th of September. And on the 12th, we had like 20 acts that came back. We had like Mike Terwilliger came back and did If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler.
Yeah.
And what a joy to see him again. And
was he excited to come back and see your new location, your digs, and
He was thrilled to see what's happening here.
Because I think when he did this, we were a theater on the move, sort of, back then.
But we put that show particular on DMAC stage, and that was a great place to have and have available to us. But now we have our own home, and that's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, back for all of that. Good turnout. I know you did some fundraising, obviously, as part of that. But I think different crowds both days because of a family show on the Saturday. Matt.
Yeah, a little more on the Saturday show. We have a real thank you to Mike and Rachel McKinney who sponsored that whole thing. And if you find a show that you want to sponsor, we'd be glad to have you come and have your name,
put out there. Yeah, so
in our halls and on our programs, and that's a wonderful thing that people are doing now to help us out. We appreciate that.
It does. And productions like musicals are a little more costly.
Oh, they are. They are. I also want to point out that if you didn't get to come see our 50th, that we have a CD out there now. Janae Erickson's photography has those available, and they're very cost-effective. But if you missed us, you can have us forever on a CD from her. So,
got all of that.
All that going on. Yeah.
Well, it's fun. We'll keep that. Keep that. So Extravaganza was a great way to start out our 50th year.
It was wonderful.
And we are continuing again with the musical Jekyll and Hyde. Now, before we even got to the Extravaganza, you did auditions. And
I did.
I know you talked a little bit about it. You and Pam were pretty excited. Huge, big cast,
oh
really.
Oh, my God, yes. And we have about 16 people in the cast.
New names, some new faces.
Some new ones.
Some came back, been away for a little while.
Yeah, it's been great fun to see what's happening this year as we start this season. And Jekyll and Hyde is such a large production on so many levels, large, and incredibly beautiful music in this. And, of course, we're always really beholden to Dave Howell, who does such a great job of accompanying us and helping us out musically. And Pamela's doing great as the music director. We're just having a ball doing this thing. People are going to love this show.
Okay. So while we've been talking, we have a third cast member that came in. Might slip, just move your mic over there a little bit so we can hear her. Yeah. And you are?
Hi, I'm Cindy Smith.
Cindy Smith plays Lady Beaconsfield?
Beaconsfield.
I can't do it with it. And you all have to use accents, don't you?
No.
Weirdly enough, we aren't using accents, even though we're technically in London.
Technically.
Yeah.
Well, we'll worry
about
that.
But most of the music and dialogue is sung.
Sure.
So.
Now, one of the things that attracted you to this, you'd seen this?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to see it when it opened on Broadway. A lot of years ago. And then I saw it again in Des Moines when it came through in Des Moines. And both of those with very talented casts, too. But I knew it was going to be... there's a lot of violence in this show. I mean, Jekyll, as we know, Mr. Hyde is not a nice man.
Yeah.
And so it took us a while to figure out when and where to stick this in. But I just really feel like people are going to be drawn to it.
This is one of those, you had said that when you were planning on this, you were interested to see what kind of actors you would draw to this.
Right.
Because we've seen other productions come up where all of a sudden you start getting other people from other groups, other places that have come in or will come in and pretty excited about a chance just to do a little more theater.
Oh, a lot. And our main guy, Michael Howland, is just infinitely talented. He has this gorgeous singing voice and so much talent in being able to switch between the two characters. I think people are just going to be wowed by his talent. And people around Central Iowa know who he is, and he will be a big draw for people to come to see him work.
Because he's done a lot of other productions.
Lots of
elsewhere.
Other things.
So, first time with you? First time with Boone Community Theater?
Yes. And we're so delighted to have him. And, he comes from Norwalk, so he comes all the way up from south of Des Moines. Yeah. For all of our rehearsals, and golly, we couldn't ask for a better guy to be heading us up.
So Wesley, I know you've done theater, community theater type things, but you've never been with Boone Community Theater before?
Yeah, right. This is my first show with Boone Community Theater. I actually hadn't even heard of the Jekyll and Hyde production until I saw a friend of mine who is actually a mutual friend of Michael's. He posted he was going, and I said, wait, because I'd seen a production, not live, but I'd seen a production of Jekyll and Hyde, and I really loved it. I'm like, this is really good. And when I heard that there was a community theater, not a professional, but a community theater doing this show, I said, wow, I would really love to do this, not just because my friend is auditioning, because I've seen the show, and I loved it. I'd listened to the music a few times, and when I heard someone was doing it, I feel like I should do this because I haven't actually done any theater in.
It's been a week or two.
It's been a few years because I've been focused on a different type of element of the theater.
He brings a gorgeous voice to this cast too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
you just say all of them are good.
Well, they are, because I'm going to go right down the road line with all of them to say the same thing.
Okay. Brooke, your first time, you can pull that back towards you a little bit more. So, Brooke, your first time with Boone Community Theater. Have you done theater before?
I have done theater before. This is my third community theater production in the Des Moines area. I'm loving it so far. I mean, I figured this out recently, but my aunt, Kathy, used to do a lot of shows at Boone Community Theater. And when I found that out, when I had already been cast for this, I was overjoyed. So hopefully she comes back and says hi.
If she can, she will.
Yeah, hopefully. So,
coming to like community theaters, so you've done a lot of different troupes, or what kind of, has it been more professional or a variety of different things?
Yeah, it's been, I do get paid to sing professionally now, which is an absolute blessing, but community theater, I'm kind of a nomad in that way. I kind of jump
amazingly,
from...
I know people like her.
Yeah.
Just, if great voice, like to sing, maybe I'll be here. Oh, I want to try for this one. So that did you just hear about this and want to give it a shot, or...
Similarly, yes. I saw an advertisement on Facebook for it, and I recently, Michael Howland, who's playing Jekyll/Hyde, I met him recently in another production I did over the summer of Anastasia by Carousel Theater, which was a wonderful production. He actually got some awards for it, which were absolutely deserved. He was incredible. He posted on Facebook, he's like, I'm going to this. So I was like, okay, I know Jekyll and Hyde through the music. I've had friends introduce me, to like this big song where it's called The Confrontation. It's just like a back and forth of Jekyll Hyde. It's a very, very interesting song, and I was immediately drawn to it. And so I was like, okay, I know this show. I like this show a lot. I have a friend who's gonna be there at auditions. I might as well just show up and give it my all. I went into it, I am a full-time student at Iowa State, so I originally went into it thinking, oh, I'm probably not gonna be able to do this. And then soon enough, they were like, we want to offer you the role of Emma, which is Dr. Jekyll's fiance. And she has this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. And I was like, okay, well, how do I say no to that? I can't. So I was like, okay, we're going to multitask and we're going to get through it.
We're going to do what we have to do.
Precisely.
Too.
And it's going really well. The multitasking is paying off.
All right. Give her a break. Fall semester stuff, you know, going on too.
We're trying to take care of everybody here.
Let's move over towards Cindy. And what got you here?
Well, I have done a fair amount of productions in the area. I've been doing a lot of shows with Ames Community Theater. Mm-hmm. But I had done Macbeth with Boone a few years ago.
Okay.
And absolutely had a blast with it. Loved the people I worked with. And so I had been following Boone Theater on Facebook and getting the updates and saw that they were doing this show. And I honestly hadn't really known much about it, but it seemed very intriguing. And I thought, why not give it a shot? I haven't done a show for a few years, and it'd be nice to get back on stage. So I went and gave it a shot and was cast as Lady Beaconsfield, and I'm more than happy to take it.
not a lot of lines to learn, a lot of music, right?
Yes.
As Wes is going, yeah.
You could say that you learned the music almost as much as you would
doing lines.
Yeah. Yes.
So, having been away for you two, having been away for a little while and then coming back, like this stepping in with community theater, I mean, obviously, it'll be as good a production as you guys make it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You've got people you know, so you kind of build on it, right?
Yeah. I actually came into this show and I heard that Brandon, my friend, wasn't auditioning anymore. I was going in and be like, man, I'm not going to know anybody. I'm going to be, it's going to be weird. And then first rehearsal, I see Cindy and her husband, Ben. I'm like, wait, I know those guys.
I know them.
So it was nice to, because.
And we coached Brandon back in, too.
No, this is a different Brandon.
Okay.
Brandon.
All right.
But still.
Yeah, it was nice. Coming back onto the stage, I almost forgot what it was like because I work a full-time job and I work a part-time job, and I'm also trying to jumpstart my career as a set designer.
Okay.
And so my week, it's filled. Like, it's really full. Like, everybody, like a lot of my friends, I try, like, they always, like, some of my friends want to hang out, and I'm like, well, you know, like, Mondays I got work and then practice. Tuesdays I got work and then practice. Wednesday I got work and then rehearsal of something else. Then Thursday I got work and then practice. Friday I'm a part-time job. Saturday, citizen. People are like, you have a full plate. I'm like, yes, I do. I have a full plate. But I love doing what I'm doing right now. So,
well, and that's a big thing. That gets you through a lot of it, doesn't it?
It does. So. It really does.
So, and back to Brooke. Back over here.
Hello.
And you, again, multitasking as well, being in school. Mm-hmm. But excited about this?
Oh, I mean, my gosh, incredibly. I think about it more than I should. like, we get done, I don't think I've told Susan this, but you will probably be glad to hear this. We get done with, like we've blocked the whole show now, and as soon as I get done, and I get back to my apartment, I am running the blocking in my bedroom.
Okay.
I'm going here, and like there are some like heavier scenes, and there are scenes where I'm just like all over the place, and like just like trying to figure out, okay, what do I do here? Like, if I have a solo song, what do I do with my body to kind of make it look like I'm not just standing still.
Just standing there. Yeah.
Which is difficult for me because, I mean, I'm someone who, I'm in the opera program at Iowa State.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty used to playing operatic roles, which I'm also currently doing right now. But the fun thing with that is it's very voice first blocking wherever that falls. So it's very realistic. If you stand in place, that's fine as long as you sound good.
Yeah.
Whereas in theater, it's kind of like, we want you to sound good and walk all
and,
over the
and
place.
And be moving all over, yeah.
So it's fun to bridge that gap to be like, especially with Jekyll and Hyde, because the show is mostly music, it's fairly operatic in that sense. The music is also pretty complex, which also leans into that. So it's kind of like chunking my brain over to be like, oh, I can move, like, instead of just like stand and sing like I would normally in an operatic production, which is a challenge a lot of the time, because I'll tell my body like, okay, loosen up.
Yeah.
Time to move around. And then the question comes, okay, what do I do with my body?
Yeah. Where am I going here?
Where am I going? What looks good?
Susan? As far as the rehearsals have been going, coming along, I mean, it sounds like they're excited and really moving along pretty well.
Yeah, because it's such a big musical and so much music to get through, we've given more time to rehearsals. So we've now got all of October and into November to really get everything pulled together. And it's fun that they're working so hard right now because there is a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It is very music heavy, and a lot of the dialogue comes through the music. I think there's like, you'll see a page and a half dialogue and then another song, and then another page and a half dialogue and then another song. So most of the story comes through the music, is narrated by the music, and that all takes a lot of time to knit all that together. But I am just so excited about what I'm seeing. I can't believe we're this far out from production, and I watched the first act the other night and thought, oh my gosh, they are so good. And that's without exception. Just everybody I've got in the cast have great voices. We feel that whole room is full of music when they all are on stage singing. So
we have a professional set person. He's working it.
But not working our set.
No, I know he's not.
We've got Christopher
Levi's doing it. And you did. We talked a little bit about what you needed for set lighting and things like that, because it is a dark production.
And it's a very simple set. We have Jekyll's workshop.
Yep.
But then the rest of it happens out on the streets of London. So you come out in front of his workshop and use that space, which we'll use almost to the audience. And we hope to bring the audience into it, to make them feel like they're the people of London too, which is why I have put our actors coming in through the audience sometimes and out doing things with the audience. So I think the audience will be caught up in that too.
I don't know. It's as gory as you say. Not too worried.
But no, nobody bleeds.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
there's no blood.
Okay. Did want to ask you, because you do have kind of a sponsor, and you can go ahead and let them know who's going to help with that.
Well,
do you have
Mike and Rachel McKinney have been the first sponsors? We don't.
Okay, you don't have one.
We don't initially have a sponsor for this show. So
okay.
If somebody says, oh, gosh, we'd love to put you in the program and put you on the wall out there in our lobby and show you off with your help. But, you know, we welcome anybody for anything. You know, people who want to come in. We've got a lot of, this is a costume heavy because it's a period piece. We went over to the Iowa State costume shop, which is huge. It's not on campus even. It's outside of Ames.
Yeah, I've been there. That is a
it's
big
amazing.
Warehouse.
It's amazing. And it's so well put together. You know, they'll have the era, the male and for this decade, and male and female for this decade. And it's just fun to go see the costumes. So the costumes are beautiful. And I can't quit babbling about it, because I'm just so excited about this production. I think people are going to be so impressed with what's going to happen.
Okay, now we let them know, again, the productions are in November, and you have, what, two weekends?
2 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, starting the 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
Right.
And then again, the following week, the 20th, 21st, matinee on the
22nd. On the 22nd will be matinee, yes.
So just 6 performances there. Tickets on sale already, or
if check not, our website.
If they're not, they will be.
They
soon.
Will be very soon, and the tickets are $20, and for a few very select seats, 25. We will reserve the best seats in the house for 25. And,
okay.
And you know, you'll pick up your ticket out in the lobby and be escorted to your seat when you come to see the show. We're just giving that a try to see how that works out. But golly, it's for $20 or $25 either way, you're going to see a show that's well worth that.
This is the 50th year.
It is.
Got big productions coming up. And while this is going on, I know auditions for the next one aren't going to be until December.
Right.
But
and it's a Neil Simon, Neil Simon's comedy Rumors.
So that, and then we come back with one other people are standing in line for already, Annie. So.
Yeah, Annie will be the big one that every little girl I think in town is waiting to come audition for that.
Plus, you need others too.
Oh, certainly, certainly there are adults in that cast, but we've got a lot of young women already who are talking about it. So,
Well, we know that this is again something that. A lot of people are kind of thinking Jekyll and Hyde, you know, hadn't really or aren't really aware of the musical, but it is classic.
It is. People understand who Dr. Jekyll is and who nasty Mr. Hyde is, but you're going to, and what Michael is doing with it will just amaze you.
Okay.
I will look at him and I'll think he'll be doing something so charming and I'll think, oh, I just want to hug him. And then he turns into Hyde and you're thinking, oh, maybe not, because he's really scary when he's Hyde.
He does that. And he's got, well, he brought friends.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't know if it was the Jekyll or the Hyde part. Uh-huh. We'll find out once the production's going on. Looking forward to it, everybody?
Yeah.
100%.
We're going to have another visit before we get there. So
yes, we are.
I do appreciate you having everybody come in and talk about it. I know it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to a great production. Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.